As the poison drained from his body, the boy began to recover. The wealthy woman was overcome with joy. Her son was alive. The woman was also ashamed of herself, though. She had slammed her door on a goddess. True, she had not known that the woman was Isis, but she had turned her back on a tired and hungry traveler with a baby. Why had she not acted like the fisherman's daughter, who shared the little she had? The woman hurried back to her house. She gathered together her gold bracelets and necklaces, as well as her silver plates. She carried all these valuable things to the street. "The great Isis has given me what is dearest to me, my son," the woman said. "Words are not enough to thank her for this, so I also share my gold and silver." After saying these words, the woman gave much of the gold and silver to the fisherman's daughter. The rest she gave to the poor people in the other huts. Then people thanked her for her generosity, and they praised Isis for saving the boy.